Hi, I'm Patty Kim. Today, we're setting our sights on India, a land of deserts and rainforests, modern cities and ancient beliefs. With over a billion people, India is the world's largest democracy, and many say it's a traveler's paradise. In truth, there is no one India. And to visit is to move among a dazzling diversity of geography, peoples, languages, and customs. In the north, a rugged Himalayan region shares boundaries with Pakistan, China, and Nepal. Further south, mountains give way to plains and jungles, vast deserts in the west, and in the east, monsoon-laden forests and prolific tea plantations. All of this is surrounded by beautiful beaches and the waters of the Arabian Sea, the Indian Ocean, and the Bay of Bengal. Journeys through India often begin in New Delhi, the capital city and the commercial hub of the north. British colonizers adopted this city as their government seat in 1931, choosing a site where successive generations had left temples and mosques dating back to the 11th century. When India gained independence in 1947, it kept New Delhi as the capital, and the city has blossomed. India has been called a land of many faiths, and many travelers come to experience India's religious life, with its epicenter at Varanasi on the banks of the Ganges River. For the country's tens of millions of Hindu devotees, a pilgrimage to this city and a bath in the Holy River are important lifetime goals. And to die here is to have the greatest chance for salvation. In the Hindu religion, many animals are believed to be a divine manifestation of the gods. The Moti Dungri Ganesh Temple in Jaipur honors the elephant god Ganesh. Worshippers pray for protection and the removal of obstacles from their lives. Other temples honor the rat and the monkey. Rituals and festivals continue to play a hugely important role in religious life, traditions for Hindus, and large groups of Buddhists and Muslims too that date back thousands of years. Over these years, a rich and varied history has been built, along with a succession of wars and empires that have left their marks, and their monuments, too. The Taj Mahal in the northern city of Agra is one of the most famous. It was built in the 17th century by the Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan as a mausoleum for his late wife, who died while giving birth to their 14th child. After ordering his court into a two-year mourning period, he began construction of this national treasure, often referred to as a poem in stone. For more striking architecture, head south to the palaces of Udaipur. The city's beautiful lakes and romantic charms have earned it the nickname Venice of the East. For those with an eye for wildlife, India's national parks and nature preserves rank among the best in the world. Tigers roam the jungles. Crocodiles lurk in mangroves. And elephants stomp through forests. The list goes on and on. The best viewing season for wildlife is March to June, the pre-monsoon period when animals have less choice of watering holes. So if you're looking for adventure, luxurious beaches, or a contrast of cultures old and new, it's all just a matter of which India you want to see. As with any crowded country, give yourself extra time to get where you're going. But keep in mind, on any trip, the journey can be just as interesting as the destination.